What's up, y'all? Welcome to our Merry Christmas edition of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. This is episode 10, Weight Loss on a Coach's Schedule, recorded December 16th, 2011. Our special guest today will be Coach David Sell. He's a football and a track coach here at Pasadena High School. But we got a bit of stuff we want to get to before we get there. When we're talking about weight loss, obviously it requires discipline, because if you're not disciplined to eat right or disciplined to exercise, then it's pretty much never going to happen. And so we want to talk about discipline and some of our personal experiences or triumphs with self-discipline, or, you know, discipline is just in and of itself. And from what I have here in the show notes right now, I'm going to be doing most of the talking, just telling my story of a huge victory that we had being disciplined. So I've been married for, it'll be 7 years this summer. And our first 2 years of marriage, Sarah and I were pretty typical. Sarah was still in college, and, you know, we had a credit card and that kind of thing. So we were just normal, you know, not always paying off the credit card and paying what we could and that kind of thing. And Sarah had loans from college, and it was just pretty normal, pretty average Americans. We weren't, you know, taking weekend trips to Vegas or Europe or anything like that. We weren't going crazy, but we weren't really living within our means. But, I don't know, just being normal. So then Sarah graduated. We decided to buy a house, and we didn't have money saved up for a down payment, and so we had to do 100%, which was in the form of an 80-20 loan. So that means 80% was one loan, and the second mortgage was 20%. And so, you know, we bought a $90,000 house. It wasn't anything crazy. We didn't go all out and, you know, stuff like that. So again, we were still within reason the whole time, but quickly things added up, because at that point I was switching jobs from the previous school district I was in to this one, and we weren't sure when my paychecks were going to start here and when they were going to end there. And then Sarah was just starting out as a teacher, and we didn't know. Whenever I started in the last school district, it was like 2 or 4 weeks before you ever got your first paycheck. And so we ended up putting quite a bit of stuff on the credit cards, because buying a house, you have to, you know, there's closing costs that you don't expect. You know, okay, well, what do I need to bring to closing? Just yourself. So I don't need to bring any money? No. Oh, well, there's this $400 fee that you didn't pay. What? And so there's that kind of thing. But, you know, that was minimal. It was the appliances. You know, the house was pretty much naked, so we had to buy a washer and dryer and fridge and dishwasher and microwave. And what else did we buy? Of course, you know, we didn't really have furniture in our 450 square foot apartment, so we had a bed, and that's about it. After that, we had to, you know, we had to buy some furniture, that kind of thing. And so quickly we, I don't know, racked up $2,500 or so on the credit card, and we had the house, we had my car, we had Sarah's school loans by the time she graduated. And, you know, we knew that we wanted to start a family, so we were looking for ways to kind of to pay off the debt, or to get into a situation where we could do that. Do you have any comments yet, Bill?
Go ahead.
All right. Listening
to your story.
All right. And so
even though I've heard it, but that's okay. We'll hear it again. Sounds good.
We actually decided to take the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University course because of a family member of mine was struggling financially and not doing so well. And I knew that if I didn't go through it with that person, then they wouldn't have gone to the classes and gone to the course and done anything with it on their own. And so we said, okay, well, that's fine. We'll just go through it too. But it ended up being a huge advantage for us, because without that course, we wouldn't have had a budget. We wouldn't have planned to save for regular expenses that are going to come up, like car repairs or home repairs. And, you know, we wouldn't have planned to save for vacations, and we would have just kind of done it and then hoped the money was there. Over the course of about 22 months, we really, really worked hard, and we were living on a little bit less than what I make, and using everything Sarah made and, you know, some of what I made and some of the extra jobs that I did to pay off debt. And then over the course of 22 months, we paid off $68,000 in debt, which included, you know, at that point, I got up to about $5,000 in credit card debt, 13, something like that, in the paying off the car. We paid off the second mortgage, was about $20,000, and then Sarah's college was about $30,000. So all of that was paid off in the course of 22 months. You know, some of it came in the form of the grant, like the date grant, you know, the incentive pay. You know, so we were blessed with extra bonuses that we were able to put towards that debt and really just keep working the debt snowball. And so now at this point, Sarah has been at home for about a year and a half. So it really hasn't made a difference. We have 6 months worth of expenses in the bank, and we have, you know, that's just the emergency fund. And then we have money saved for things like for a vacation. We have money saved for gifts. We have money saved for car replacement, because yes, eventually we're going to have to replace our car. And so the things that we learned in the course truly, truly were priceless. I mean, yes, we paid off $68,000. And then also, you know, we refinanced the house to a 15-year mortgage because of the money that we were able to save. You know, I can afford, and I know how to budget, and I can afford to make that little bit extra payment and budget to save for the insurance and the taxes. And so now I don't have to escrow, and I can pay off my mortgage in 14 or 15 years from now. I'll be able to pay it off because we refinanced it for a lower interest rate, and then to pay, it's going to end up saving me almost $60,000 over the course of those 15 years. So, I mean, if you just a pure number standpoint from the course alone, we've, you know, paid off $68,000 in debt and refinanced the house, saving us $55,000 in insurance interest. So, I mean, that's over $100,000 just for a $100 course that is 13 weeks that, you know, goes to form, change habits. And, you know, that's what he talks about, 13 weeks to form habits or to change habits. And it's not just a quick fix, because we didn't get into all that debt trouble over time, but it took us time to get into it, so it took us time to get out. And so it was easy. It would be easy to have taken all that money, you know, sometimes $3,000 and $4,000 a month paid towards debt. It would have been easy to take that and spend it on a car, spend it on a vacation or something like that. But now at this point, Sarah and I are able to enjoy Sarah being home, where she's not having to go to work. She's not having to put Jonah in daycare. We're not having to hear stories of, you know, he took his first step, or guess what he learned to say from, you know, the babysitter or from the daycare worker. That Sarah gets to send those to me. Sarah gets to come up and visit me at work now because of the choices that we made a couple years ago. And so being disciplined with your finances is a huge, huge deal. And that's going to change. I mean, it really sets the course for your whole entire life. And so I think that's about all of my story. I could go on and on. I could definitely talk more about the power of budgeting and following basically the plan that Dave Ramsey sets up for you. But I want to kind of bring that home and into perspective a little bit. So, you know, obviously you have to budget in athletic training. So, you know, some of those skills that I learned with the personal finances is now one of the reasons that I'm kind of in charge of our budgeting and ordering here at the school. And so, you know, we do the Excel spreadsheet and we order, we keep track of all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a, you know, it's an awesome story. And, you know, that's just, you know, example of discipline. And, of course, you'll hear it later in the story of Coach Sell, when he talks about his discipline and everything, how discipline, self-discipline and things do change things. And, yeah, we are changing things up in the athletic training program. So,
and then, you know, I see a lot of athletic trainers that have all the new gadgets and, you know, they have the newest touchscreen phone, they have the newest iPad, they have, you know, those kind of, those toys. And, I mean, honestly, I know what kind of money they make, because it's pretty much the same as me. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it's tough for me to sit there and, and I'll say, hey, did you pay for that? Or, you know, are you paying for that with your next 6 months worth of paychecks? And so I would just, I really want to encourage people to live within your means and then, you know, use a budget to be disciplined with your finances. One of the other podcasts I was listening to is talking about, as educators, we are stewards of the public's money. And so the taxpayers are the ones that are paying for the tape or the, you know, rehab equipment or the coolers that we use. And so if we waste that, then we're wasting their money. And for me, right here in Pasadena, it's wasting my own tax money. I know Doc lives in a different city, so, you know.
But it's still the same thing.
Right.
You know, it's, you got to budget the money. That's why pretty much, it's not one of the reasons I turned over the budget to Jeremy, but I turned it over, you know, to give him the experience of it too. Basically, delegating some more responsibilities out so we can, you know, broaden our, so one person's not doing everything. So basically what I was doing before Jeremy came here, so pretty much so. But, yeah, self-discipline. I don't have either very many good stories about that, but I don't have the stories that Jeremy has about financial things. Yeah, self-discipline. There are other things that takes you use self-discipline for, and that's in your, I guess, your spiritual life and everything. So as far as self-discipline, being able to take time out every day, and family too. Be self-disciplined and not so busy in your work job, and take time for family. So, I mean, you got to always remember.
That's a good point, because Lachelle talked about always taking time out for yourself in episode 9. So being self-disciplined to spend time with your family to make them a priority.
And it also helps to have a person that works with you that allows you to budget up or divvy out responsibilities so that you can actually spend time with your family and take time out for yourself. So you're not always pushing everything as far as keeping the responsibility or keeping the your eyes focused on what really is responsible or what's true for your life. And that's, you know, and I don't know, I can probably say Jeremy's about the same as me, that my family, we put God first, and then we put our family second, and then we put our work third. And now I'm pretty sure Jeremy's in the same place. You can just listen to him talk about responsibility and discipline and family and all that, so you know. And we do profess that we are Christians, so.
Yeah, we definitely like our jobs, but we love our families. And so, you know, we work hard at our jobs. We do what we're supposed to do. But it's not the driving or defining force in our life. And so, again, like Lachelle kind of mentioned, like Doc was just saying, you know, what's important to you. So not just budgeting your money, but budget your time. So if, I don't know, I'm sure everybody's heard it. If I was to look at your checkbook and your calendar, that would tell me what's important to you. So does that say, you know, this time with my family, or this time, you know, this certain amount of money is spent on things invested in my family. You know, if it's a movie, if it's dinner, if it's going to the zoo, whatever it is, it's, you know, budgeting, making them a priority, setting them in your schedule for your family. So,
and again, money isn't everything. Time is the biggest money giver you can give to your family. So it's time. It's your time. And it's not, and that's what most kids realize, and I think you realize that when you get older, that it's not the things that you get from your parents or from other people. It's the time that they spend with you. I know we're a little off track, but I think we're still talking about discipline, and whether it deals with money, whether it deals with family, whether it deals with your work, you have to be disciplined in any job to balance everything out, so that you're not, you know, I've seen it in my life experiences that people that are so workaholics, as you might say, that they burn themselves out, and then their family suffers in the long run. So,
definitely, I'm sure I've said it before at some point, where, you know, we know people that get to school at 6 and leave at 9 or 6, you know, even if they leave at 6, so 6 to 6 every day, that's a long, long time. That's not much time for your family or for yourself. And so you just make it a priority. Be disciplined. Be confident about your decisioning, and then live with it. So, and I guess that'll pretty much
wrap it up.
That'll bring us to Coach Sell.
Coach Sell coming up.
All right, here is David Sell. He is a teacher and a coach here at Pasadena High School and Pasadena Independent School District. He has been in the profession as a teacher coach for 5 years. And a little bit of personal information about David. He is the proud husband of Maria, who has been voted best teen mom for 3 years running. A little bit about that. Yeah, she always makes, I swear, like 10 dozen cookies or cupcakes or something for the games. And not just for the players, but for the coaches. And then also, he almost always, unless the oven broke, brings stuff for the student trainers as well. And so definitely voted best teen mom for at least 3 years running. I think that's how long you've been here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And so they've been married for coming up on 10 years. They have two adorable daughters, Elizabeth and Annie.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to think about that for a minute.
And he is running the Houston 5K in January to support Maria and her efforts to be in better shape and to get fit. And then he also decided not to be MC Hammer and bring back the Z Cavaricci's or the parachute pants, so he had to buy a new wardrobe because he has lost quite a bit of weight, and that's kind of what we're talking about today, so we'll get to the numbers later. But he had to buy pretty much all new clothes because he's lost, you know, almost a person. So
Yeah.
Anything else you want to throw in there, special awards? I know there's one big thing, but we're not going to get to that yet.
Oh, okay. No, you know, I mean, you pretty much summed it up pretty good.
All right. So now that we've got a little bit about you, tell me a little bit about where you're coming from. Like, were you an athlete in high school? How did you come to coaching and that kind of thing?
Well, okay. Yeah, I was born in Amarillo, which is, you know, the panhandle up where, you know, the square part of Texas, and right smack dab in the middle. I played a lot of sports growing up. My main sport was soccer growing up. I played baseball and stuff, but soccer was pretty much, you know, my cousins and I, we played on the same team a lot. Basketball, I played in seventh grade. I started out being the manager, and then started playing a little bit, and I sucked, and so it wasn't very good. So that was the last year of basketball for me. And then I started playing football in seventh grade. And I played all the way through high school. And up until my sophomore year in high school, I played, you know, just recreation soccer. I'd go to football practice and then go to soccer practice afterwards. And that stopped after my sophomore year in high school. And then I went on and played at Angelo State for 2.5 years.
And that's so. Also up in the Panhandle?
It's about 4 hours south of Amarillo. Yeah.
Would be in the town of San Angelo.
That would be. That's where it's at, the Rams.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, David, have you had any other jobs or careers? And if so, what made you switch to coaching? And if not, why did you choose coaching?
Well, I did. I mean, I was just like any other college students. I had other jobs. This is pretty much my only career, though, what I would call a career. I've sold cars. I was a car salesman, yes. Shocking. So I didn't have slick back hair, though. I did that for like a month, and then it wore me out, and I didn't really like it. I just kind of did that on a whim. I sold some specialty shoes called Z-Coil. Ever heard of those?
Yes, actually. Yeah. There was a store right down the street on Beechnut from HBU. There was a Foodorama or something like that.
Yeah,
there's a Z-Coil store.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
So what is Z-Coil? I'm lost here. What does Z-Coil look like?
They're kind of funny looking shoes. They had a big spring on the back on the heel of the shoe, and they were on a plastic moldable orthotic, and the spring screwed into the heel, and it helped people. You could change it. The strength of the heel or the spring was on either the outside, and you can change it to the back or the inside for people that supinate or pronate. They were amazing shoes. They were really good. But I sold those for a little bit. One of my buddies from college, he got in with a podiatrist, and he opened up a store, and so I sold that for a little while I was in school. But I taught swim lessons for my wife's aunt for, 3 years, I think, did that. She owns the Houston Swim Club. The reason I got into coaching was because I've always had that desire to coach. That people were really good with helping me to see that. I always had the other thoughts that I wanted to do something else for a career, but everything just always led back to coaching and getting involved with sports again. People would say, "Dude, you need to be a coach." So I didn't want to listen to it. I had to make up my own mind eventually. I usually come to the same conclusions, but just the harder way. So, for example, I thought I wanted to go to law school and be a lawyer. And I compared being a trial lawyer to a football game as a coach one time to Maria. But, she didn't really think that was a good idea. So, finally, that's what I needed to be. That's who I was. And I wasn't going to be happy doing anything but coaching.
So that's who you are.
Yeah, that's
kind of who I am.
Kind of typical. You know, I have a lot of random jobs during college and stuff like that. But
right.
I wouldn't have expected the lawyer thing until I saw the show notes. So I guess that you never really worked as a lawyer, but.
No, I took the PSAT, just a practice exam one time, and I got my scores back, and I thought, I think I need to find. Maybe this isn't for me.
Is that the graduate school entrance exam, the LSAT or whatever?
Yeah, the LSAT, yeah. No, not the PSAT. Crap.
LSAT, yeah. I assume that's what you meant.
But, I've been doing this stuff too long, I guess.
LSAT, yeah, the LSAT is for...
Yeah, the LSAT.
For, what is it, pre-law?
Yeah, law school admissions test. Yeah. Anyways, let's get off law school.
All right, so now to the heart of the matter. This is weight loss on a coach's schedule. So any athletic trainer, any coach that may be listening to this knows what a coach's schedule is like. And David coaches track and football, and football is extremely consuming during the, from July until October, November, depending on, playoffs and all that other stuff. But it's very consuming. And currently our schedules are... 7 period days with 6 of them teaching, one of them being your conference that you have to spend in either meetings or trainings or meetings or, putting in grades or that kind of thing, conferencing with parents. And so, we really wanted to see how you lost all this weight on such a busy schedule. So to give us a baseline, what was the heaviest that you ever were?
The heaviest I ever weighed was about 365, and that was 2002-2003, right around there. So that was right after Maria and I got married, and then about the time Elizabeth was born. So I put on pregnancy weight along with Maria.
So. Late night runs to Wendy's for smoothies and French fries. Huh?
It was Sonic, jalapeno peppers and cheese sticks and. Large chocolate shakes from Whataburger.
Nice. Yes, and a large chocolate shake from Whataburger is like a super extra large. It's like a Route 44 drink.
Yeah, they're huge.
So, they're extreme, yeah. Okay, Dave, what are some of the things you have done before to lose weight, and why were they unsuccessful?
Well, probably just like anybody else who's tried to lose weight, I've tried everything under the sun. Weight Watchers, any kind of diet pills, fat loss pills, Atkins. Well, we tried Atkins one time, and Maria was more successful than I was. I said I was doing it, and I'd have a hamburger for lunch with the bun. The South Beach,
Atkins, you could do it, just don't eat the bun, right?
Yeah, well, that was the thing, the bun, the French fries, all that stuff. If it's out there, I've done it. The younger, thinner you diet, the abs diet, all that stuff from Men's Health, doctors, some book from Dr. Oz, I don't even know. I've done everything. They were really unsuccessful because they restricted what you could eat. They said you have to eat this or you can't eat that. At first I'd lose 10, 15, 20 pounds, and then I'd put it right back on, plus another 10 or 15 pounds. It was never a permanent change, to my lifestyle or change to my habits. I kept the same bad habits, eating too much, portions. So that's kind of a rundown on what I've tried and why they weren't successful.
That's probably more diets than I think I've heard of. Yeah, you've literally tried everything.
Yeah.
All right. So those didn't work, but obviously you found something that does work. What's the name of that? And then go ahead and tell me a little bit about that, please.
Well, the name of the program that I did that just really kind of finished up, it's called the Lean Eating Coaching Program, and the folks over at Precision Nutrition, they're the ones who put that on. And let me tell you, this is the best program I've ever been associated with. It's totally online. You get support from a certified strength and conditioning coach. You know, they give you nutrition and exercise advice. You know, if there's an exercise that you can't do due to injury or whatever, they have modifications that they can help you with. It's a habit-based approach to weight loss. They don't tell you what to eat, what not to eat. It's habits. They're changing your habits. You get a new habit every week. You know, it really does work. I mean, it's the best thing that I've ever done or been associated with, and I highly would recommend it to anybody.
I guess you kind of answer the next thing. We're talking about why is it so successful. Well, I want to know why this one was so successful for you. And so you talk about switching habits rather than just, you know, replacing food or something else. But maybe how is this one different than, you know, doing a regular exercise routine? Because that's also forming a habit, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Well, I did kind of touch on it just a little bit in that last question. But, you know, the replacing your unhealthy habits, you know, with healthier ones, such as, you know, eating 4 to 5 times a day, or eating lean protein and veggies, or eating 4 to 5 servings of veggies a day. You know, those are pretty unconventional. You know, if you have unhealthy habits, then that's, you know, I mean, I never did that before, you know, that I can think of. So those are just some examples. Modifying your carb intake, that was one of the habits that they, I mean, I love bread. I'm a carboholic, you know, or I was, but, you know, and some, those are the types of things that kind of went along with the weight loss was those habits, you know. But not only the physical habits in the eating and the nutrition, but, you know, my mental, you know, the mentality of eating this way has really changed. And it's really changed the way that I feel about food and the way that I see food. You know, used to, you know, I'm sure everybody's parents have told them, oh, you know, ice cream will make it feel better, or, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean,
of
I've course. Told my, you know, Elizabeth that. Annie's too young, you know, we don't tell her that, you know. But, you know, I can remember telling Elizabeth, you know, if she fell down, oh, do you want some ice cream? It'll make you feel better, you know, whatever. But, you know, everybody does that, and, you know, those are just those unhealthy, you know, habits that we all get sucked into. And so that's really what happened. I think it was more of a mental shift for me doing this program with replacing the bad habits with good habits. And I think that's why it's been successful for me.
All right. I have a side question. I work with you. I know you,
right.
All this experience with weight loss, you know, your previous diets and then this current very successful program, how is that going to help you with being a strength conditioning coach or, you know, as you're coaching and coaching up young athletes to perform and be healthy, how is your experience going to help you?
Well, that's, I mean, nutrition is obviously a pretty big part of being a strength and conditioning coach. I mean, it doesn't just encompass, you know, weightlifting and things like that, exercise program design and stuff. But, you know, there's the nutrition aspect of it. It's going to help, you know, I mean, we can sit down with these athletes and talk about what's the best way to get, you know, to build lean body mass, to build muscles. How do you need to feed your body? You know, use the fuel that you put into your body to get the best results, so that you can be the best athlete that you possibly can be. So I think that it's gonna the experiences is gonna help a lot. You know, I mean, I can say, look, you know, I've done this. You know, I mean, it's gonna be, I guess, just my experiences alone is gonna be very beneficial to that certification. So
I agree. I think it's easy to believe in someone that's been there. Like, you know, if I tell you how to lose 120 pounds, I've never lost, I don't know, more than 20 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really it's not going to encourage you much, but it, you know, whenever you, you know, one of our next things is how, what's your total as up to this point. And, you know, when you tell me, you know, yeah, I've lost so-and-so, so let me show you how I did it. It makes a lot more of an impact, I think. So
yeah,
hopefully it'll help these kids succeed instead of eating Jack in the Box only once a day. You know, maybe they'll start incorporating regular meals and all those other things throughout the day to help improve their overall health and athletic performance. So
right.
David, what are your numbers now?
Right now, well, when I started in last school year in 2010 in August, I weighed 339. That's what I started at the beginning of football program. When I started the program, the lean eating program, in January of this year, I weighed 322.5. Today it was 243.2, I think, is how much I weighed. So this
okay,
morning.
So how much weight have you lost, and I guess how much body fat?
Let's see. That's, I'm not very good at math. That's why I teach social studies.
It's over 80 pounds, right?
Yeah, it's total was 82 pounds. So I mean, that was the week before Thanksgiving is when my final numbers were in for the program. So I mean, I've put on, I guess, 3 pounds since then. So, but I mean, I think that's probably water weight, because we did a lot of water manipulation and stuff like that for those final numbers. So I really probably haven't even gained any, you know, mass. At the end of the program, I think my body fat was 12.9%. So.
And then do you remember what it was at the very beginning?
The very beginning, it was like 24.8%.
So you cut your body fat in more or less half.
Yeah, in half, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
So, yeah.
And then I know I didn't put this in there,
so basically he took a meat cleaver and cut half.
Just shaved it off, huh?
Yeah.
Shaved it all.
Like old Fogo de Chao, where they just take it all right off the skewer.
You know, I always told people that's what I would do. That if they said, I need to gain some weight, I'd say, here, I'll share some of mine. Let me just cut it off. So,
Do you happen to know the difference in like pant sizes and shirt sizes from the beginning until now?
Shirt sizes, I was in a 3X. You know, I was filling those out pretty good. Now I've given all those away to our church. They had a clothing drive. I gave all those away, and I pretty much got a new wardrobe because of clothes that I had and just kept, and they were pretty much brand new. And those are 2Xs. I've bought a couple extra large shirts. The 2Xs are getting kind of big and baggy and loose, so I need to buy some extra large shirts.
Awesome. What about pants?
Pants, last August when we started school, or in 2009, I was in a size 50. And so now I'm wearing a size 36.
36?
Yeah.
I wear a size 36. I could squeeze in a 35, but
yeah,
then it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
That really makes me feel bad.
what'd you say, a year? Full year's work, year and a half worth of work?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I started kind of eating the way that they want you to eat, you know, just throughout learning and being in their private member zone and, you know, just kind of applying some of the principles, but, you know, not really following it. You know, 90% is what they say, cheat 10%, have a, you know, a non-compliant meal 10% of the time. And so, yeah, I wasn't even close to those numbers. Back last August, from August to December, and I lost about 20 pounds, and then I gained obviously 12 or so back, and when I started in January. So, you know, so yeah, it's, I don't know where I was going with that, but
yeah, okay. Wow. So the program, it had a challenge, right, that you signed up for at the beginning?
Right, yeah. I mean, the program is it's a year long, and the whole reason that I signed up wasn't because of the contest aspect of it, but, you know, I mean, as far as I was concerned, I could have not been a finalist in the program, and, I mean, I'd already won, you know, with the changes that I've had physically and mentally. But yeah, there was a contest involved, and they take all kinds of different data, you know, your measurements, you submit measurements every week, your weight, your girth measurements, and then you know, they took that into account, your involvement in the program, you know, all that stuff. Plus they put your pictures, your before and pictures out as, you know, into a poll, and people vote on it. they do an in-house vote with the coaches and the company and stuff like that. So I mean, yeah, there was a contest involved, but they didn't bring that into play until, you know, the very end. So just a couple weeks ago.
All right, and so recently, yesterday, 2 days ago, when did you get the final results for the contest?
This morning is when they released it. Yeah.
And so this morning we got a big picture with you holding a big check, and what was the result of that there?
I guess I was voted I won the public poll, and then for the best body transformation, and then the coaches and everybody involved with Precision Nutrition chose me as the overall grand prize winner, and I got a check for $10,000.
Wow.
Went from a size 50 to a size 36. Dropped 80 pounds, got a new wardrobe, and $10,000, and probably 10 or 20 more years to your life. Huh?
Exactly.
So it's amazing. Like, I work out pretty regular over there with the weight room, and I would see David, and I mean, there was times where I was like, dude, your shirts look like they're falling off you. It's like, yep, I know. So it's really cool to have been kind of part of your journey, just to at least see you along the path from, you know, where you were to where you are now. So, you know, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So,
awesome.
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps it up, unless we have any of our studio audience. They're here again. I'm sure you heard them making noise. Studio, y'all have any coaches for Coach Sell as far as the weight loss program?
Questions.
What did I say?
Coaches.
You have any questions for Coach Sell? Anybody? All right, Mariah, you want to come up to... Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Doc.
All right, so this is Mariah, one of my students.
Coach, has it been hard, like, trying to lose all that weight? Or, like, was it really that hard? Or, like, was it kind of easy?
Well, no, I think any time that you try to lose weight, it's hard. I mean, you know, you got to eat. You got to change the way that you eat. You know, there's no more going out to eat. You know, I mean, there was, but yeah, it's hard, especially on the schedule that we keep from, you know, August through November. It's definitely hard. It's hard on you. It's hard on your family. You know, I mean, it was hard. There were lots of ups and downs, you know, throughout this whole year. So it was just a matter of persevering and moving forward no matter what happened.
Did you ever have like that moment where like you're like, I want that?
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, I mean, I love desserts, you know, cookies, those cookies that Maria makes. Oh my gosh. Like, you know, I want those. I like those, you know, but it's a matter of, you know, is that going to get me the body that I want? You know, it's all about making the best decisions for, you know, the goal that you have in mind. So, but yeah, there's definitely, I'm tempted just like anybody. So, but yeah, that's it.
I just want to let you know I enjoyed the cookies this year. So, we ate many of your cookies.
Yeah.
All right. And then this is Alondra. She has a question also for Coach Sell. So,
do you think you had a lot of support from your family and your wife?
Do I think I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, always there for you and telling you to like, keep on going with the program.
Sure, yeah. You know, I mean, there were times where she would get frustrated and, you know, I mean, you know, not really want me to be as involved or with the program as I was. But I mean, yeah, it's hard, especially if you're not losing the weight and somebody else is. And, you know, I mean, so there were ups and downs for her also, but, you know, she was a big support system for me, and you know, she really helped. She'd help, you know, me cook up some meals, and you know, and I would cook her breakfast, the same thing that I was eating, and you know, and we tried to help each other out as much as we could. But you know, I mean, she definitely got frustrated, you know, throughout, you know, certain times of the program of this year. So, but she was a great support to have. Couldn't have done it without her.
And definitely she's enjoying what you look like now. So
let's hope so.
All right, one parting deal is, do you have any sort of, I guess, one sentence takeaway that could really help people that keep our kind of schedule to be committed to exercise and habit change? other than, you know, sign up for the program?
Yeah, well, that would help. No, I think just, you know, find time. You know, I mean, carve out time, whether it's getting up early in the morning to do some type of exercise, whether it's body weight, kettlebell, you know, something. Find time. I mean, that's what I did during the football season is, you know, I was getting up at 4, 4:30 in the morning and driving up here and getting here by 5, 5:30 and working out. So you got to, you know, really put your priorities, you know, and so I think that that's probably the best thing is find some time. You got all the hours in the day and, you know, you can squeeze 5 to 6 hours out somewhere, you know, and so I think probably just working out early in the morning is the best advice that I could give. I mean, that's the only time I could do it because after school or after practice, I was too tired. You know, I mean, just being out in the heat, it drains you. And so that's really the only other time that I had. So I think just find some time, look at your day and schedule it. If you schedule it, then you're more than likely to do it. It's just like a meeting. Schedule your meeting to go work out.
Yeah, put it in your routine.
That's right. You gotta make a meeting to go lift some weights.
All right. So that pretty much concludes us here with Coach Sell. Again, I want to say congratulations, one, for the life-changing event, two, for the award-winning, and then, you know, three, for thanks for coming on the show and sharing some of your wisdom and just taking time to share with us and our students. So,
well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
I want to thank him too, because I've enjoyed watching this journey of his. And I know the Cell House is going to have a nice Christmas this year.
Actually, I think they had talked to David, and he said they were going to do some of the stuff that we were supposed to talk about in our pre-show that we haven't done yet, was paying off some debt. So I know that they're bouncing around some different ideas, and so hopefully they can do that to kind of set themselves up better.
Yeah.
Again, you know, he's so disciplined in exercise, and so they've been working the Dave Ramsey plan too. So, whatever you do with it, you know, it's
that's the plan is to pay off some debt, and, you know. So,
of course, you got to plan a little bit in there to blow or to live a little bit. So.
Yeah, we're planning on something. We're just not sure what exactly we're gonna do. So
I have a suggestion. Go take the kids to Disney World this summer.
I think that's blowing it all.
Blow all of it. But,
yeah.
But, or something nice.
All right, so that'll bring us to our tip of the week.
And the trainer tip is to exercise regularly. Be able to do what you are asking your athletes or clients within some reason, and I would need to start doing that one myself. So.
Yeah, so if we ask an athlete to stretch every day, well, and I can't even bend over and touch my knees, then I can't really ask that of them. So, all right, and if you would like to check out the link for the website for Precision Nutrition is www.precisionnutrition.com. That's where Coach Sells lost almost 100 pounds. Again, he went from size 50 to 36 and cut his body weight or his body fat in half. So if you do what you're asking of your students or your clients and you're disciplined, carve out time early every day, then, you know, you can have life-changing transformations too. If you'd like to contact us at all, you can check out our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training.
Or you can follow us on Twitter, which is PHS Trainers. Our office phone is, you can call us on our office phone if you have any questions, 713-740-0310, extension 01312. And if we don't answer or leave a message, we will call you back.
All right, well, I think that's, you know, I've been working on this, and I've been trying to come up with a way to close it, and I think I'm going to say, since we're athletic trainers, I'm going to say, that's a wrap. You get it?
That's a wrap.
That's good.
So I think that's going to be my closing thing from now on. So, all right, well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap, yeah.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.